Oh man, finally arrived at Dover, New Hampshire. What a magical place. Now I just need to find Tim Golden so I can get this delivery ready. Today's the Dry January special and we're doing some Northeastern snacks. Clam chowder, apple crisps, maple candies. Ah, it's gonna be amazing. He also gave me some best practices for the tech bar. He told me show up on time, don't go on mute, bring stories to share, and overall have fun. I'm so excited. All right, let's go that way. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. The Tech Bar featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray. And this week, we brought Tim Golden of Compliance Risk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating Dry January. So as always, grab your milk and let's get right into the show. Got milk?
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
Good evening and welcome to the Tech Bar, the MSP channel's only after hours variety show,
I think. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I'm Powerhouse Ray and joining me as always is
Super Cousin Danny.
There you go. And we always, when we have a Wild Simon in the background, and this is a Powerhouse charged first Tech Bar of January 2023.
That's right. That's right.
And we're doing it up special. We're doing something we have never done before.
I know.
Are you good with this?
I'm good with it.
All right.
I'm good with it.
So I feel we need to explain this, okay? Because we don't want to screw up anybody. We don't want to mess you up. And we appreciate everybody in the chat. I see we got some Got Milk comments already. We got Stephen Spaulding. We got Phil Buck. Appreciate you guys. We're doing this a little bit different. We're going to celebrate Dry January. So we all had the holidays. We had some fun. We maybe went a little crazy.
Yeah.
And now we're doing a reset. We're doing a reset.
Yeah. Clear it out.
And so I always thought that, you know, Tech Bar was something for everybody. It doesn't matter if you drink or don't drink. And I always wanted to have that idea of like a dry Tech Bar. And I thought Dry January would be the very perfect opportunity. What do you think?
I totally agree. One of our, not to spoil anything, but one of our commenters that pretty much is always there in the Tech Bar doesn't drink, and they always have fun and they always provide a lot of feedback, and it's always been great. So
the question I have is, do you think we'll go off the rails as quickly as we normally do?
No, I don't think we will. I think this is going to be a very like on the rails
really?
Tech Bar. I really do.
What do you think, Simon? Yeah, I agree. So I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is going to go pretty far off the rails. You know, that's just how we do things here. But you know, Simon, why don't you get on, kick us off, tell us what we got going on today?
Yeah, so we do have a special guest and a good friend of the bar. Someone who we hung out with in person, online. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome our guest, Tim Golden.
Tim Golden!
Timon!
Hey!
You
So you know, you ever see that Spider-Man meme where like the two Spider-Men are pointing like that? You have my hat on, dude.
Nice hat, man.
What's up, Tim? How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, brother. Good. Another beautiful day. I can't complain. It's actually been cool since like last week.
Yeah.
You know, we had our Florida winter. It got down to like 50-something, 40-something.
Yeah. Wipe the dust off the jackets.
Yeah, so. For all of, what, 4 minutes, and then the sun came out. And I mean, it was 48 inches of snow here tonight. So, yeah, I mean, welcome to New England.
So where is here? Just for the audience that doesn't know.
Over New Hampshire, it's just north of like the coast of New Hampshire, which like the coast is only like 10 miles, but fine. But I'm about 15 miles inland, so might as well call it the beach, right? Because not like Miami, where it's like you fall out your window and land on the beach. Like 15 miles in New England terms is like, you know, a Sunday stroll. So yeah, we're about 10 or 15 miles from the actual beach.
Isn't New Hampshire like, or no, New England, not New Hampshire. New England, how many people are in New England? Like 12?
Well, I mean 13, but who's really counting? So, right? Because it was those 13 initial. No, it wasn't the colonies.
Wait. And I heard you guys recently shut down your football team. Because there was the quarterback went down to Florida.
We got squished by the fish. Damn it.
So, I think we should introduce the wonderful logo we have here on the hats. You know, we got a sexy ass logo, and I hear it has a story behind it. Yeah, I see that. Look at that. So what is this logo we're looking at, dude?
Yeah. So, you know, I got to preface the conversation a few seconds, maybe digress and look at this. We're already going off the rails. So prior to becoming ComplianceRisk.io, our company used to be called the Compliancy Guys. Yeah. The problem with that is I've learned by working with a couple of my clients, that the whole identity of self is really a thing, right? Like pigeonholing us into the guys just was not who I wanted to be and who I wanted our company to be. And so I threw everything out, wanted to rebrand, called up my good friend Matt Fox and was like, hey, dude, I need a logo because I want to rebrand in a week. And Matt Fox, the diehard that he is, got on Slack, chit-chatting back and forth. And by the way, it was while watching Die Hard, like a day or so before Christmas, because it is the Christmas movie.
Ripped absolutely.
I don't know if is it though? Is it though?
Well, you know, this is the debate. Maybe, I don't know, is that the thing here? Are we already having this debate? Did we already jump like 17 hours ahead?
You know what I thought of the other day? So if Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, then Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie either.
I don't like Home Alone. I'm not a fan.
Like it or not. That means it's not a Christmas movie either.
That's an interesting debate. But the movie Home Alone, yes, it is based in the Christmas time frame, but it's going to a Christmas event and a Christmas season and a Christmas thing. Unlike Die Hard, where it's just blowing people up during Christmas.
During Christmas. Christmas party.
Yeah. Well, is Elf a Christmas movie then?
I don't know. Chat, I mean, Martin, you're British, maybe, because we just found out you don't drink tea today. You know, Christmas is kind of important to British people. Like, is Die Hard a – well, not forget Die Hard. Die Hard's absolutely a Christmas movie. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie? I'd like to know what, like, makes a movie a Christmas movie, personally.
Remember a couple minutes ago when you said we wouldn't go off the rails? I want to take back my statement on that.
Okay, you know what? I'll do what I'm in my control to do. I will say, okay, Simon, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so we do have an agenda to follow, right? And part of the agenda is giving our guests 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want, whether it's Home Alone, whether it's Die Hard, whether it's Compliance Risk. So, Tim, you have the floor. We're going to give you 30 seconds for you to speak about you and your company.
I will not comply. I will not. Oh, sorry. Matt told me I should do that, right? So, Tim Golden, founder of ComplianceRisk.io. We are a compliance-focused company specifically helping MSPs with all of your needs and your clients' compliance needs. But you can really get the full understanding about what we're doing at Compliance Risk during Partner First on January 25th at 1 p.m. here with Ray and team over at Partner First. And we're going to talk about implementing a cybersecurity policy program. So Tim Golden, founder, Compliance Risk, join us on the 25th of May for January. Wow, am I the one drinking? Turns out on the 21st, 1 p.m. And I'm not even drinking yet. And I think it might be the clam chowder that's now affecting me. Like, well, I think I'm that. Did I tell you I have a food allergy?
To clam chowder?
Clam chowder. I have a shellfish allergy.
You're very, yeah, it's very shellfish of you. What's up, Dallin? I see you in there. I see Phil Buck. I see Matt Connolly saying it's a Bruce Willis movie.
I don't know.
Martin Peer says Die Hard and Home Alone are Christmas movies. 100% yes. So obviously he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's all.
Matt, I don't know about that. Matt is saying that means Home Alone is though. So, but it's all right.
Matt's drunk with power. We're not acknowledging that either. So, but yeah, we do want to point out that we're getting Tim back to back. We have him here on Tech Bar. We have him on Partner First next week. Am I doing the Partner First or who's doing the Partner First? I'm doing the Partner. Thanks, Simon. I got the you
it's gonna
the
be fonts. It's gonna be you and Danny's gonna try to pitch what I'm building. So if I've done it really well, Danny can pitch it.
I think that should be the basis for all Partner First. That like you need to train somebody else to be able to sell your product on your behalf. And if they don't do it, then you know you failed as a Matt, I don't know. So I want to go back to the dry January thing, right? So you're not our first strike. And so like, and I want to make sure this isn't about you, dude. Like we love you to death, but this isn't about you. This is like dry January, but
of course
we've had dry guests on here before, right? We had Jimmy Hatzel, who was dry guest also. Who else do we have? Did Alan Edwards drink or no? I want to say he wasn't trying to. Yeah. We've had several dry guests. So this is the first time I think we're being dry.
Yeah.
I feel a little salty. This is water. This is water. So what's up, Dallin? I see you. I didn't know they made Die Hard. They made hard clam chowder. You know what?
If this was Smell-O-Vision, then yes. Needless to say, I'm going to have to aerate my room a little bit here in the office.
So here's the thing. So with dry January, there's actually some benefits to it, right? Like it's not just like a made up thing. Well, all things are made up as per Thor, right? All words are made up. But whatchamacallit? Apparently dry January actually has some health benefits. Danny, you wanna run through some of them?
Sure. Better sleep, which I don't know, you could argue you could just drink enough to pass out and then you'd sleep.
I don't know though. When I drink too much, I snore and I do feel like it's hard. I sleep, but I don't sleep well.
I would agree with that.
Maybe for you, it's better sleep in the bed instead of passed out in the closet with your dog. Oh, it's
a closet.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a closet problem. You're right. You're right. My bad.
Or in the chair in the conference room hall at the hotel, but we won't name a few people, will you?
Oh, we won't name people who've taken pictures. And they showed on their morning stand-up.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Well, so what was that? That was Secure or Connect? What was that?
That was Secure.
That was Secure. So, as per usual, we kind of have a rolling group with us that kind of goes from the event to outside the event. Then when the bar is closed down, we go to the lobby and we have our crew that, you know, go. And I'm not going to name names because I want to call them out. But one of our buddies that was with us went night-night while we were there It was 2-3 in the morning, something like that. He went night-night in the chair. He pulled an Alex. Alex Farling has done this too. He went night-night in the chair. And we ordered pizza and wings, which is easily the best pizza I've ever had in Orlando. And we'll continue to order from there. And we took pictures of him. Apparently those pictures came out. His company did a morning stand-up. And they had the pictures.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I did not give them up, but the pictures were online. Like, I can't, you know, whatever. So, that's all right. Awesome. So, better sleep. I may sleep in my bed tonight as well.
Yes, yes. Boosted mood and motivation.
Well, I'm a grumpy motherfucker, so that works. Okay.
Yeah, I admit that.
Tim, okay. Do you get angry? I've never. You're always a jovial fella. I've
never. You are a happy guy, Tim. You're a happy every time I've seen you.
I appreciate that. My family might think different, but I appreciate that. After spending 5 days with 10 of them in a foreign country, They might say something different.
Steve's calling us out already for HIPAA violation because we're going through our annual HIPAA training with Compliancy Group. We got to do that every year.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh yeah. But that's but they only do the one thing. They don't do like the breadth of what you do, right? Like,
what competition is healthy, and when they have a nice niche like that, I can come in and steal it at some point in time. I mean, help grow with them, right? Because competition is great.
I'm gonna awkwardly back away because both of you happen to be clients of mine, and both of you happen to be friends of mine. So, Danny, quick, next.
All right. So, it also enhanced overall health.
I feel.
Health. Good stuff.
Health is good, right? Okay, so let me ask you. Okay, so putting the focus back on you, you are a bourbon steward. You've worked in distilleries. You had a healthy, healthy meaning like it was a major part of your life. Not like a drunkard, but like, you know, enjoying alcohol, understanding like the background of alcohol and everything that goes into it, right? You understood all that. And then, so when you had to, when you went dry, did you experience any of these things? Like the better sleep, obviously better health, but like the elevated mood. Is that why you're such a chipper guy? Because we're idiots drinking and you're just happy?
No, it's just who I am. Like, I'm looking through the list here that you guys, and yes, I have it over here on the screen. And I'm like, yeah, none of this really applied, like not drinking. I think I gained some weight. Yes, my blood pressure did go down. Like, we're going to get all that stuff, but better enhanced overall health. I would say yes. I mean, stop drinking, don't go to the doctor, stop taking all my pills, still feel the same.
I mean, helps your liver. That seems like an obvious one. Like, come on. Increased focus, increased hydration. Now, alcohol does dehydrate you. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, that's
so.
It does. Yeah. It does. I mean, I ended up replacing it with my Dunks. Like, we're talking New England. Like, got to have my Dunks. Right.
What's a dunk? Wait, hold on. What is that?
Dunks? You don't know
Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a dunk.
I got you.
So we got Shaq over here.
And Dallin, Dunks. He's like, Aah! You know, he's a DJ.
Yeah, I know.
Shaq is really living his best life. That's all I'm saying. And Dallin here with the amazing comments, my liver has never complained and better not start. We appreciate you, dude. All right. So we're doing something a little different, right? We decided we have our way of doing things. And yes, somebody called out. It is the same intro. We're working on the intro. I can't bring Matt Fox as he's actually doing other work, but we are working on a brand new intro. but since we're not doing drinks of the day, we're doing something different. We're doing snacks of the day, right? So... whatchamacallit. And since you are from New England, not New Hampshire, since you're from New England, we decided to get some New England-y things, right? So we have here clam chowder, and I understand you have your clam chowder as well, right?
I do.
All right. We have, what is this? Apple crisps.
It's got to be this, right?
Yeah, I think that looked so. Like, is this the apple crisp?
Apple crisp.
Okay. Simon keeps pointing out the ice cream like you think all he right, wants
do
it.
You want the ice cream?
No, he doesn't get anything. He doesn't get a damn thing.
I mean, it is milk-based, so that kind of makes sense.
No. Simon doesn't get Jack. Simon, no. All right, no. So we got these apple crisp things. We have these, what else?
Maple candies. Maple sugar candy. My daughter is going to love these. Like, she'd love, she's going to probably slice my head off to try to take these from her. Like, favorite thing in the world.
So, Danny, when you do this, the audience can't see
you. Know what was funny? You know what was funny? I actually thought you had your own. I thought this was mine because everything was
Whoa. What the hell? Yeah, come on, man. And of course, we have our little oyster crackers. I love oyster crackers. Right?
And yeah. Then, you know, what you want to do is you want to make sure they see that they're oyster crackers.
I did this right in front of them, sir. Yeah. All right, so let me ask you, as a New Englander, when you eat your New England clam chowder, which I will argue is better than, what's the other one, the red one? What's the Manhattan clam chowder?
Manhattan, gross.
Yeah, that's garbage. New England clam chowder is absolutely better. So Do you put oyster crackers or saltines?
Neither.
Oh, you're that guy. You're like, it's got to be pure. It's got to be. No,
it's not a matter of pureness.
Towards New England.
It's not a matter of pureness. If the chowder is made right, and it's nice and thick like it's supposed to be, you don't need that stuff messing it up. Like, it's good to dip them in there, like a chip and dip, but never.
That I do. Because I feel like if you can't.
Yeah, but you don't need chocolate either. That's a whole other animal.
Well, see, the whole point is if you put too much in, it's just like. It just tastes like cracker.
Yeah, it's just gross.
Yeah. It kind of takes away the. So if you do too much, so best thing to do is just put one on.
I don't know. So what else do you guys like in the chat? What else do you guys think qualifies as New Englandy, right? Like, what is, if you think New England food, what are you thinking of? I would genuinely lobster. Like to know.
Lobster. I think of lobster.
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 I don't know. What Dallin says, no. Steven says, have you ever had a ketchup chip? What the hell, Steven?
Ketchup chip. Sir, that's not New England.
I finally figured out who brings us off the rails here.
Bro, like, seriously, Steven, like, we're not drinking. You can't do that on a day we're not drinking. Like, a ketchup chip. What the fuck is a ketchup chip? Like, and this is where I gotta say,
wait,
hi, what you call
ketchup
Alana
chip
and our Nisa watches.
Is a ketchup chip just a French fry?
Like, oh, that sounds like an ultimately Canadian thing.
Unless it's like a chip, like
Steven, Martin. Is that a ketchup chip? Is that a French fry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't.
No, they're not going to let you bring it through customs.
Yeah, I hear ketchup. Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
Flavor chips, gross.
Yeah, I'm going to say hard pass on this.
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's is good, but all right, so. I guess we're toasting with clam chowder. Is that what we're doing, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
We're toasting with dunks.
I like that Simon hasn't figured out that, like Danny, like, if you're off camera and not talking, nobody can hear you. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. But first, we have some rules at the Tech Bar. So, Tim, why don't you help us read the first three rules of the Tech Bar?
I think there was reading involved in this. You know I'm dyslexic, right? All right, so
you got glasses. You look smart.
There we go. All right, rules of the Tech Bar. Yes, Dr. Keith, I'm talking to you. Are you even here? Because he hasn't commented yet. Number one, the bartenders are always right. Number two, no speaking because your mouth can't because you're allergic with your shellfish allergies. No politics or religion at the bar. Number three, if you hear these words, you drink. Namaste, unprecedented, the new norm, and got milk. Sports are always on 24/7. What happens at the bar, it lives on YouTube. Stays at the bar. And if the bartender is wrong, see number one.
There you go. And instead of drinking today, we're going to be imbibing on... or enjoying our New Englandy items.
Yep.
Right. So what are we cracking open? I feel we have to do the clam chowder first.
Yep.
Because it's warm, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So have you tried this clam chowder yet?
This one? No.
Yeah. No, the other one. Yeah, this one.
No. Yeah. So where this came from, I've had clam chowder, yes. I've not had this clam chowder from this particular place, but...
I guess, no experience.
Ray, do you remember from when I was teaching you about whiskey, like the full experience?
Oh, no, I'm not doing the like one nostril and like swish it around and yeah. Okay, let me see if I remember this though. Okay, because normally you're teaching me this stuff while I have been drinking, which may not be the best way to adopt education, just saying. So when taking in whiskey, you sniff first with both nostrils, figure out which one's your dominant, and then cover the non-dominant, and then sniff again with the dominant, right?
Yeah, cover, like, just try to breathe from the more dominant nostril. Take a long, slow, deep breath from that one.
Dallin says, snort the clam chowder. No. So, I'm not taking responsibility for that. So, okay. And then... you take a sip and let it coat your tongue, right?
Briefly. Yep, coat your tongue.
Briefly.
take off that like initial like burn and that bite that alcohol usually has.
Okay, and then you do your drink, right?
And yes. You do a full, more fuller sip with a little swish, and then you can get that full flavor. So basically what you're doing is you're setting up your brain with the smell. Most taste is from smell, as we all know. You're setting up your brain with the smell about what's to come. The first small sip, you're setting up your palate and your mouth for that initial shock value of the high alcohol. So now okay. your brain and your palate are ready for the next sip, that way you can get the full flavor.
That's cool. So, okay. So when I go to fine dining restaurants, you get palate cleansers between meals and yep. stuff. Is there a palate cleanser that works for whiskey?
It's an interesting conversation, right? Because some might say a little bit of lemon water, but then the lemon might, the acidity, some might say a little lime, like, water is always good. Water is a good, you know, cleansing of the palate, a little swish it around, spit it on Danny, and then move on. But yeah, water can be a good palate cleanser.
So I think we should do the same thing with the clam chowder. Swish it around, spit it on Danny.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Keith, glad you came in. We missed you in the chat, dude. So it's nice to have you. I hope you're having a good time in San Diego. I believe that's where Dirk Diggler lives. Virgo?
Did I type that?
It's next to Las Angeles. So, all right. So we're starting with this clam chowder. Cheers, I guess.
Cheers.
Yeah, I'm not sharing spoons with you, bro. I don't like you that much.
I mean, the initial spoon we could.
So is yours still warm? Because mine's been sitting out for about an hour and a half, and it's ice cold.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, ours is warm. Yeah. That's not bad. Did you try it at least when it was like warm?
I did. My wife.
How is it?
It's good.
Okay.
I like things a little saltier, so I could probably use a little salt. But for the most part, it's got the good chunks. It's got the good consistency of a nice thick New England clam chowder. Lots of clams, lots of potatoes, just the right amount of potatoes that are still kind of crunchy. Like, don't want the soggy potatoes. That's disgusting. So.
Yeah, it's
not bad.
Cool. Tim, we're getting feedback from Dr. Nelson over here. It says you're teasing people without a brain, and Dallin feels excluded. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Come to Ride a Boom, and there just might be a good couple of bottles there that will be shared amongst people. So,
there you go. That's right. You're going to Ride a Boom. I'll be there. Simon will be there. It'll be a good time. We have, and Dallin says San Durgo is just south of the NetSapiens offices in San Jose. There you go. Keith, well, happy birthday to your son Ryan's girlfriend's, graduation. Your son Ryan's girlfriend graduated today, so congrats to her.
Congrats.
Okay. Yeah, that was a tongue twister. I'm glad I was not drinking.
You might have said it correctly.
I might have said it correctly. I get superpowers when I've been drinking. All right. So, Simon, what do we got next, dude?
Okay. So, we do have... first, we want to put it out there that we're collecting new words for 2023. So, if you guys want to submit new words, we're selecting new words. We're retiring the old ones, and we're doing new ones. So, vote now at go.oit.co/techbar2023. And now we're diving into a segment called The More You Know.
Actually, before we do that, Tim, do you want to propose any words that doesn't count? Because if you're not on the thing, it doesn't matter. You want to propose any new words for 2023?
Like for like tonight or just for like for the tech bar in general?
Well, we need to do tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because like I feel like tonight needs to be like something like compliance or HIPAA or some sort of like regulatory sock. Oh, sock. There you go. So, okay. So Simon, you got your socks on tonight? Because we have to then drink.
Keith says our new word should be daddy. That's a whole other conversation.
No, that's a different stream. Not tonight.
Yeah. Tim, I really thought you were going to say got milk.
I was going to say got milk. I feel like we really thought you were going to say that. I feel like we beat that horse already.
I'm expecting my milk. I ride a boom.
Is this gonna drive you nuts if I do this? Like this?
No. You do you. I mean, eat it any way you'd like. That's the beauty.
I appreciate you, man. All right. So, Danny, we got the more you know, dude. This is your jam.
I just had a crack at
you a second. I know, that's why I called you out. I'm really good at that, right, Simon? Exactly. Yeah.
So, the more you know. Tim.
Okay.
Do you have any funny general life, tech, or conference stories to discuss at the bar, aside from the guys passed out at the hotel lobby?
No, I'm sure I do. And I know I shared one with Simon, but I can't remember what the hell that was, because that was like so last week or even yesterday morning. But, funny stories about conferences. Yeah, you know, my mind is kind of going blank here. It'd be really helpful if I forgot what the hell it was. All right, I got one. All right, so here's the thing. Ray, we talked about how I have a passion and an understanding for good spirits and whiskey and beer and all of that stuff. And I was going to leave the technology industry several years ago, start my own distillery and start my own brewery, business plan, whole nine yards, had a great brewer, been distilling myself, had the whole thing set up, ready to go. And first and foremost, don't ever have a business partner. Second, make sure you vet your business partners, because apparently when you go to apply for the last little bit of money and you find out that your supposed business partner has filed bankruptcy twice and has a lien on it, that's kind of a bad thing to build a business. So that was the first nail in the Tim can't leave technology coffin. And then the second was obviously health reasons, right? So as you all know, I stopped drinking, mostly because I don't want to be dead and, you know, defibrillator and all of that.
I stand by that. Yeah.
And I think actually Danny shared a couple of those in the beginning, like health benefits and helps your liver and all that good stuff that we talked about in the beginning. So I was going to leave the tech space to go start my own whiskey and distillery and brewery, but yeah, life had other plans. So instead, I'm here helping you all with compliance.
You could have still started the distillery. You just couldn't taste anything. You couldn't, be pointless, right?
Hey, that's like saying I'm a compliance guy, but I don't touch policy. Or I'm a VOIP guy, but I don't touch phones.
I mean, I do know some MSSPs that don't actually let me not get into it. Anyway, and Dallin calling out, he was our last guest, right? Or he was two episodes. Yeah, it was our last guest. That's going to be
I'm all space on board Dallin's space whiskey. Like, we should do that. Like, I remember a couple tech bars ago, we were talking about that. Like, let's do that.
Yeah,
that's a must.
The one thing, you know, we always joke around, like, Tech Bar is not sponsored by any distillery or anything like that, but we're open to it. But the number of friends that we've made that I've known in tech, but also happen to have a distillery, like Vince Chrysler, right, with his Motherwell. Yeah. I have a bottle over here. It's honestly one of my favorite daily drinkers, like, not even joking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but
so you make an interesting parallel. Like, technology people like ourselves, we're either one of two things. We're either brewery or, you know, distillery, or have some sort of thing in the foot in the alcohol business, or we're photographers, whether it's drones or photography or photographers. We're one or the other. Right. That's literally like the hobbies of people in the tech space.
It's funny you should mention that, because that leads to the next question, which is a very important question here at the Tech Bar.
Okay.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, always Star Wars.
My dude. The guy, this is a man. This is a man of finesse. This is a man of skill. This is a man with a wide breadth of knowledge. He's going to pick Star Wars.
See my Star Wars Legos everywhere?
Star Wars Legos.
Nice.
I don't see many Star Trek Legos out there, just saying.
Oh, they see. Now I'm jelly. Now I'm jelly.
We can blame Alex Farling for this. Alex Farling, we were doing something with Lifecycle, and he was picking the giveaways, and he picked the R2-D2 Lego giveaway. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do that. And then I bought one for me.
They have that? I'm buying it.
So Elle is back, or Elle is here, so we can start the episode now.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for showing up, Elle.
Yeah, okay, guys, welcome to the Tech Bar. I'm Powerhouse Ray, the Super Cousin Daddy.
Hey, happy new year. Just don't forget to like and subscribe on Elle's comment.
There you go. Thanks for joining us, Elle. I see Tim Fournette joining us. Thank you, brother. Nice seeing you. SR1313, I have no idea who you are, but I do appreciate you joining. No.
I think Sam. I think that's Sam. I think it's Sam.
Sam Wilson, Sam. Captain America, or
Samantha.
Our Sam. Our Sam. Okay, okay.
Your Sam?
We have a Sam. We have our Sam. Yeah.
So Tim,
are we off the rails again?
Yeah, I'm trying to get us back on. Yeah. So okay. Name any hobbies that you like doing in your free time.
Oh, so you know, one of the ways I try to wind down is Netflix, DVR, Amazon Prime, TV. Did I mention TV? I watch way too much TV. Beyond that, flying my drone or hanging out with my family or fishing and watching TV.
Cool.
Or watching my drone video on TV.
So how are you doing with the you got the Mini 3, right?
I do.
How are you doing? I know you were struggling with it a little bit.
So it's actually been really great. So as you know, we were on vacation last week with the family, and we had an opportunity to go out on one of these like 40-foot catamarans, which was awesome. And I was like, I'm gonna fly the drone from the catamaran in the middle of the ocean in Mexico, where I've never been. Fun.
Yeah. That's pretty badass, yeah, man.
In 25-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh.
So yes,
but it does well. It does really well in high winds. Really, I have the tip. Wow. Actually, it's not bad.
The only thing that was a big challenge, like great footage, I'll share them for you. You can see them later, or you can find them on my Facebook, was landing. Oh, yeah, there's a couple right now.
There we go. It's like we have this stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's the drone. Yeah, so there's the one of in Mexico. Like, the hardest part of that was landing. Trying to land the drone in a 3-foot circle on the deck in 20 some odd mile an hour winds was not easy. I ended up having to give it to my now future son-in-law. By the way, they just got engaged. Had to give it to my future son-in-law for him to be able to land the thing for us. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit of my drone.
That's beautiful, though, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, New Hampshire's got a lot of great scenery. So,
yeah, that's got to be phenomenal. We have a buddy up in Connecticut. Him and his wife like to go, you know, hiking, and they go with their dog all the time, and they find these trails and the mountains, like awesome stuff. And he sends these pictures that are absolutely gorgeous. And I'm like, dude, I want to send you my drone just so you can take footage. It is phenomenal.
Can I interrupt? My daughter, Jen, is on the chat.
Oh, that's who Jen was. Hey, Jen. Hey, daughter, Jen. Thanks for joining the Tech Bar.
That's awesome.
So I thought you were still in Mexico, dude. I thought you were like the last I talked to you, you were in Mexico
last night. When did you get back? We came home yesterday, so no flight problems. Oh. Herded all the cats. Jen was a big help.
Yeah. And you thought your first day back, you're like, let me do the Tech Bar. Why not?
Sure. I was a little worried that our flight, you know, so thank goodness we didn't fly Southwest, but so we're good. Like, we landed, here we are. So
there's the whole NOTAM about thing, like the NOTAM going offline for hours and then the Canadian NOTAM going offline. That was your fault. You left the country and then shit went downhill.
That's exactly it, right? Because, you know, got to have the compliance thing. Oh, wait, did I just say that word?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
So another fun thing I see you like doing is flying drones, which is equally fun, right? Is writing docs, right? Policy.
Oh yeah, policy documentation. You know, one
That's
thing that I learned
along so well.
Fuck yeah!
One thing that I learned by running my MSP was that if it wasn't written down, it didn't exist. But yet, you're still held accountable.
Yeah.
Oh, Mitch is here too. Woo-hoo! That's my son-in-law.
Okay. Was this the wedding from last August?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations, Jen.
Congratulations.
Your dad has, we were following along with your dad, like at every decision for the wedding. He was like leading up to, he was so excited. So we felt like we were part of, I felt like I was part of your wedding. So congratulations to you and Mitch. You know,
we have another one to plan. My other daughter just got engaged 10, 12 days ago.
That is so awesome. Congratulations, dude.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. We're very excited. And yes, Stephen, you can outsource your documentation to me. In fact, we have an app for that. Just join the Partner First webinar coming up on the 25th.
Nice. I like the advertising. He's doing it, so I don't have to. I like this. I'm going to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves. Just me and Cloudy. All right.
So I see here you started Match.com.
By way,
I'm going to need details on this one.
By way, I don't know. My daughter's on here now.
Excellent.
All right. So there is a story behind this. All right, Jen, Mitch, plug your ears. So, you know, mid to late 90s, single guy, recently divorced. At that time, wasn't into beer, wasn't into hanging out at bars. But I had this program. You guys might remember it. It was called ICQ.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think I had a 5-digit number on ICQ. Exactly. Yeah, dude.
Exactly. And so, anyways, at the time, I was building websites for car dealerships, right? And so, year, make, model, putting cars online, you know, over 56K baud modem. We were so happy when V90 came out. Woohoo! Because that little 320 by 480 picture kind of would load a little faster. Anyways, I was building websites for car dealerships. And I had ICQ running. So I was chatting with lots of humans all over the world. And I had to remember which human I was talking to and which lie I told which human in those conversations.
Jen, I'll do this for you. Jen, earmuffs.
So I was either the rich billionaire on my yacht, or I was the, you know, the slob in my mother's basement, or I was the dark hacker. And I remember, like, oh my gosh, who did I tell what to? And then I got
I feel we have to be careful because we're teaching somebody something.
So
I'm gonna keep you from digging your grave, Simon.
Imagine if you had the drone back then with shots, pictures. Oh, man.
So, yeah, it was, again, I didn't remember what lie I told what girl at what point in time. And so it kind of got really confusing, especially when I was telling this one that thought I was the millionaire that I was living in my mom's basement. It just got muddy. So I was like, wait a minute. I built this database for cars, right? So year, make, model, height, weight, bust, you know, it's just data.
Yeah.
So right. I could take what I was doing for the cars.
Did you do it in Mongo? Because that's web scale. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, in 1997, my options were Matt's scripts, Perl.
Oh, wait, I think we just got a new lifer for Tech Bar. Actually, I think we should have Jen on another time, Jen and Mitch, and so they can give us the opposite side of, like, what it was preparing for the wedding and, like, stories about dad. Okay. That's Simon, make this happen, okay? All right.
So, anyways, let Jen, hey, thanks for running every one of these. Perfect. So,
and remember, this will be saved, and you can watch this whenever you like.
So,
timestamp.
Slagle just popped in. He's like, isn't Tim in Mexico? So he just got back last night. We made some calls. We let him in with customs. And now he said, well, I'm back in the United States. What can I do that's productive? And he's like, well, I'll be on Tech Bar.
Exactly. Friends don't. Yes, Jason, I took that to heart. We did not build Polygon on MongoDB. So thank you very much for that. However, build AutoPointer.com.
Is Polygon one of those compliance things that you like? Is the word compliance or sock? I don't care. I like this clam chowder. It's good.
Anyway. Mine's ice cold and tastes like cold fish. Mm. Like, not good sushi either. So, long way away of saying, I built a website, a database, comma, tab, separated text file, Matt's Perl scripts, made a database of the, grew to be about 70,000 humans.
Damn.
And then partnered with a company called One and Only Networks. And off it went. So, yeah, I missed the boat on that one. I could have been, You know, back in 97, AOL, like...
That's when we graduated.
Yeah, well, it was like...
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could do it on camera. I realize you're right here, but I'm
like... You know what? You should try to give Tim a high five. Try to give him a high five.
Wait, shit. This way. Tim.
No, other hand.
To the side of the screen. Side of the screen.
Other hand.
There you go. Go!
High five.
Hey! All right.
Right. Something like that. I don't know. I'm like, hey, wait, I'm dyslexic. I should use this one.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah. All right, Tim. So we're going to do some quick lightning round questions. Quick answers. We're going to really try not to stop this time. We're going to go through them all.
Okay. I mean, you're going to let them answer, right?
Yes. But we're not going to ask questions. Why?
No, I feel like there should be.
Okay,
background.
Fine. Every day.
You know what? We don't do this for us. We do this for the chat.
Okay. That's
chat
fine.
People. Do you want to hear the answers behind this like deep dive, or you want them just...
You want details.
Bam, 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 bam. Some people like to take it slow. Some people like to tease a little bit. Let him do his thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Simon, wait. Deep dive.
This is a family show.
What are we deep diving on? I don't understand. I'm confused.
Okay, here we go.
So I gave two options, and Elle's answer was yes. So we're going with yes. Deep dive.
Yes, works for me.
I love that. Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Steven says yes.
Yesterday.
Why?
Oh. You said we weren't going deep. Yesterday.
No, because that's actually a good answer.
I have votes from Elle and Simon. Elle and Steven. Saying yes, so, Dallin saying no. I don't know what they're saying yes or no to, but
maybe they're yeah. like lagging behind. I don't know, or they're in their own little chat world there. But that's fine. So favorite day of the week was yesterday because
you were in Mexico.
No, well, yeah, but I can take the opportunity to reflect on lessons learned in the past and use those experiences to further grow in the future.
Sir, I'm not drinking, so I can call bullshit when I see it.
or maybe that is a great answer because he doesn't drink.
So, okay, hold on. Here's a little nugget of, because I guarantee you there are certain people in this chat that are not young enough to know this. Was it Prodigy that had extra computing power and dial-up and capacity? Yeah, powder. Extra computing power and resources, and they decided to start selling internet access. Because of the extra, they were doing stuff for taxes or IRS or something.
Yeah. Prodigy, right? CompuServe.
CompuServe, yes. Oh my god, yes.
One of the CompuServe CDs over there, if I could ever get that CD-ROM drive open.
Dan Laura at CompuServe is still an active email.
Dallin, you say your favorite day is VAR, but we only use strict typing here and you didn't declare a type, so we can't accept that answer.
Yeah.
Nerd humor. Yay.
All right. One of my favorite.
I'm the only one in this room that gets that, by the way, just for the record.
So one of my favorite questions, because it usually gets me and Ray at it. Pineapple on pizza. I feel like you're a no guy, but I don't know.
Tough. I know what Ray is going to say, and I'm just going to say what I want to say. And
say
not
what you really, want to say. No judgment.
And not really comply with the norm and, you know, this new norm, because I'm just going to say
so good.
No pineapple on pizza.
My dude.
No!
My dude.
All right. That's fine. All right.
This
moving
is
on.
Tim is, like, without exaggeration, one of my favorite humans on the planet.
He didn't pick my answer, so we're moving on.
Okay. What? Sure.
Okay.
Except you can't because sock.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Sock. That, or compliance, whatever the word is.
I'm switching to my dunks because my, it's too gross.
Yeah, I got you. That's fair. So I'm going to steal from him. What's something you could eat for a week straight?
Pineapple
pizza. I know it's not cold clam chowder, so.
Pineapple pizza?
I would say, and I just emptied my bag of them. I don't want to stand up because then you'll see
ketchup
I'm already on the top. Peanut butter filled pretzels.
You could have, pretzels.
That is good shit. That is good shit. And whoever this person, this SR1313 person is, says pineapple pizza, sick vomit. So, you know.
Yeah. All right, Samantha, you're dead.
Chicken. Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, but that's because you're going through this, like Jason Slagle is going through this, like, meta-human, super health kick. Like, he's going to get to Rob. He's going to be all D'd up. He's going to be like, let's go jogging for 15 miles after we drink, which is what his brother does. It is so annoying.
But maybe I say favorite snack. Meatball Candy. Oh my god. Does Jen know me or what? Purple Swedish fish are like my go-to, but they're discontinued and you can't
There's
find
them. There's purple Swedish. Oh, I was going to say, I've never seen purple Swedish fish. Oh
my god. Like I would eat those all day, every day, 5 pounds a day for the rest of my
life. Is it like Skittles where like all the colors are the same flavor, or like it really is a different flavor?
They do. Great purple fish are, yes.
Because I love Swedish fish. I absolutely love Swedish fish.
Yeah, Jen, good call on the Swedish fish. I forgot about that.
Tim, I got a setup question for you. You ready?
Sure.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark all the way.
Yeah, I like dark.
And no, never price. White. Bad childhood stories.
Oh, I love white chocolate.
Ew, Dallin, get the hell out of my chat, bro. Candy corn is this. My wife loves candy corn. I can't stand it. Like, and I have to say, if I ever questioned for a second that Michelle wasn't the absolute perfect person for me, Halloween proves it, because we like completely different chocolates and candies. So there's never an argument at Halloween.
Who's the one that likes the candy corn?
She loves candy corn.
Oh, okay.
No, candy corn.
That's wax, man.
Yeah.
I got to say that just in case she's watching. So, you know, whatever. Oh, Team Sour Patch Kids. Did you know, Elle, you can get custom Sour Patch Kids made? I'm looking at getting it done. Nice. Let's call it for marketing, but it's
for me. It's for, Mark. There's some me in marketing. No, maybe there was.
I did too. So you know, Tim, we sent to you also the Sugar Wish stuff we sent to partners.
Yes.
And so you could pick your, it was the coolest thing. You could pick your own stuff. I can't take credit. Michelle and Brittany found that shit. I took zero credit for it. But it was cool that, like, you could pick whatever you want. I did get Swedish fish.
Nice.
Good freaking call.
So we got
all cookies.
We got the coffee, and now I get like 17 emails a day from Sugar Wish because thank you so much for the gift that keeps on giving, marketing after marketing.
You're
after
welcome.
Giving.
What can I say except you're welcome? There you go. That, I mean, you know, and actually, that's pretty ingenious, because unlike baskets and stuff where, like, you send to somebody's address, they have your name and email address too, so they can market to you. Yep. Shit, did we just, like, spam all of our partners, like, some vendors?
Pretty much.
Would we fail compliance if we did that?
I think that's a HIPAA violation. In some way. There's a Karen video about you've just violated
water. It could be whatever, dude. Mm.
You've just violated my HIPAA rights, says the Karen video that just came out on Reddit a couple days ago.
Actually, I have something here. I'm not drinking it, but this is just for Keith because he doesn't think I love him.
Look at that.
I got a replacement I Love Genie bottle. Well, it's actually Willet Pot still, but he knows how much I love this bottle. So nice. just for Keith. There we go. I'm always terrified
of my new norm. Music. Thanks, Dylan.
There you go. The new norm. It's not a violation. It's the new norm.
It's the new norm.
There you go, Jason. Will it pot still? Absolutely.
You do realize I'm going to need to pause here and like, not just refill, but relieve.
Yeah. Oh, I love you too, Keith. Yeah, I can't say we've ever had a guest do coffee. But you know what, though? I would love to do like a coffee sample thing, like that'd at another tech bar, because we all love coffee. I mean,
we do.
All of us put salt in coffee.
Gross, really? So I have heard about the salt in coffee cuts the bitterness down, but that's only because, you know, Danny's drinking Folgers or Maxwell Swill.
So they say it's the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, dude.
With salt. Yeah, and you have to cut that stuff with salt. Otherwise,
it's
disgusting.
I'm completely
Cuban coffee, when I make it, you're supposed to put... Now, keep in mind, this is not an absurd amount of salt.
I love Matt Fox's comment, and I'm going to do Matt little, Fox what I do to Simon. Hi, Matt. Bye, Matt. So,
Matt, I'm a sea salt espresso. Yes, that's different, but, like, got to be the dunks. Like, if you don't do the dunks, like, you're out. Especially putting salt in it, like heck no.
So, Steven says, and I agree, black coffee is the only way. I do put stevia every once in a while, but actually, I had a life health related life changing thing. So, I did. I had to do a dietary change in 2013 that had I had to stop drinking sugar and milk products for a little bit. So, but I'm a coffee guy. I drink coffee every day.
Yeah.
And so I started drinking black coffee, and I got stevia, and stevia was fine. But when you start drinking just black coffee, not Starbucks ice cream, not, you know, not all that nonsense, not the mocha frap latte extra, no whip, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Black coffee. When you start drinking black coffee, you start to realize what's good coffee and what's bad coffee. Dunkin' is legit good. Well, I give it like a 7.5 out of 10. Dunkin' is decent coffee.
I like, I'm not going to go there. My daughter's here. Not like that. This is recorded after the fact.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the after party's for. That's it. Anyway, all so, right. Yeah, so we should do a coffee episode. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think so. And then I'll show you how you put salt in your Cuban coffee.
All right. I don't know if you, no, you will not. I don't know if you know, you were doing lightning round. You want to continue this or?
I think we should probably move on.
There you go. I think.
So, Simon, what do we have next?
Okay, so you guys do have other snacks other than the clam chowder. You know that, right? You have dessert, apple crisp. Do you guys want to start tasting that?
Are you going to tell us about the ice cream in the freezer again?
So, Danny, there's ice cream in the fridge.
All right. Bye-bye. So,
I want to make it clarifying. I have
on my you can't see it because it's behind Simon on my desk, but I have my scale, I have my Chemex filters that yes I rinse out once and then pre-wet and blah 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 blah. I have my timer. I have like I do my whole like I did all that and I'm like this is a lot of fucking work, way too much work. I found other coffees I like better. I don't do the drip thing anymore because it's just my ADHD. It doesn't jive with that. I'll start one thing and then I'll forget. And I don't have time to sit there with like the water over the grounds for like 30 seconds. No, man, I don't have the time for that shit. So, but where was I going with this?
Don't know.
No fucking clue where I was going with this. Compliance. Ladies and gentlemen, rails to the left.
It's all right. At least you haven't muted yourself yet.
I went through a whole MSP dispatch without muting myself today. So that's fucking great. I don't know. I'm excited.
Exciting.
Cold brew, though, I will say, once you start doing cold brew, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll take cold brew over drip coffee any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my go-to in the afternoon. So when I stopped drinking, like, I needed that something in the afternoon, like my 3-4 o'clock thing in the afternoon. And I don't have lots of liquids that I enjoy. Like, I don't enjoy water. I don't like Pepsi, maybe. But I was like, all right, I'm going to make an iced coffee. And the rest is history. So, yeah. So, maybe two and a half pots of coffee a day at this point.
Oof. Damn, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that's more than even me. I'm like in the 30 ounces, 40 ounces maybe. So,
we'll have two pots before my wife leaves for work. And then I'll have at least two or three iced coffees in the afternoon.
Damn. All right, so Matt says coffee blind tasting Starbucks versus Dunkin'. I bet we could do Starbucks versus Dunkin' versus McDonald's. And I can tell you with 100% accuracy which one's which, without a question.
Well, that's absolutely why you got to throw in some craziness like Taco Bell coffee.
Oh, my God, Taco Bell is horrible. The one coffee worse than 7-Eleven. McDonald's is Taco Bell.
7-Eleven.
Oof. So speaking of, I went to a Wawa because I heard Wawa has the best coffee and blah, blah. Yeah, it was shit. It was absolutely garbage.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah,
I don't trust your coffee, dude. You don't like chocolate.
The better thing would be I put salt in it.
So I'm going to crack this open. You do your thing. I'm going to crack this open.
Mine's already open. Yes, Jen, I will save you and more importantly, save your sister a maple candy.
What are you doing? He's eating maple candy.
All right, maple candy it is.
All right, keep doing your thing. I'm doing this.
Do you need my fancy opener?
I have like a whole stack there, but you know, when we have the kids around, I don't want to name names, but you know, when we have the kids around, the funny thing is, I said when we have kids around and I start going to my laptop, he looked up because Simon knew exactly what I was gonna do. This is what happens when I have my stream deck and I can just pop in there real quick.
All right, well, we went for
Nespresso one.
No, go ahead, dude.
Love my Nespresso.
So I'm going to have a couple of weirdest or snack questions here.
Okay.
All right. So what's the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
Oh, I don't know. Skunk, porcupine, raccoon, snake. So we had a rule in the house. If you killed it, you ate it. If you trapped it, you ate it. So, you know, growing up in the backwoods of New Hampshire, I was always trapping and hunting and whatever. And, I think I've eaten snake and porcupine and squirrel and skunk.
If that was a rule in our house, we would be eating cockroaches. I'll tell you that right now.
So are we going to try this?
Let's try
it. What are these, Simon? These are maple what?
Maple sugar candies.
All right.
Super sweet. Hopefully not. Bad
that face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to throw one to Simon. So you can try it. Make sure you get him on camera.
Wait. So it's cool because it kind of like just it starts off it like sandy, but then it dissolves in your mouth. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's cool. What do you think, Simon?
This was a great idea.
It's awesome.
That was the same.
Yeah, it's good. It was just so kind of like just fell apart.
I'll qualify the face. When you first bite it, it's not good, and then when it starts dissolving, you're like, "Oh, this is nice."
Okay. Yeah, it kind of like crumbles away.
So, okay. We're missing some really amazing conversation and chat.
What are we missing?
Keith says he opened a coffee shop called for special needs, because Keith does a ton of stuff for special needs. He's amazing. Called Greater Good Coffee, which is great. Phenomenal. I love that. And then Elle follows up. She went to go visit Heather and Brian over in the Netherlands. In Harlem, Netherlands, there's a similar thing, Keith. It's called Brownies and Downies.
Wow, that's awesome.
Anyone that can laugh at themselves like that, I adore. I think that is phenomenal. You don't just like take it, you fucking own it. I love that shit. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Somehow Simon's looking even younger. So when Simon put the piece in his mouth, I challenge any one of you, go back to when we did the spicy chocolate challenge. It was the same face. It was that.
What the? Oh.
All right.
What you didn't know about the maple candy, Ray, is while it tastes good on the second letting it sit there, just wait till the spiciness kicks in.
I'm not getting spicy.
Oh, yeah. Don't you worry.
At all.
You thought that stuff that Jason had spicy? Shared with you?
You got spicy?
No. This is supposed to be spicy. Nobody told me that.
No, this isn't spicy. I don't taste it at all.
Oh,
Tim, are you messing with us?
Yeah, we're not drunk, dude. You can't do that with us. Like,
that's messed up.
You shall not pass.
Do you understand right now? If we were drinking, you'd be looking it up right now.
Oh, No. If we were drinking, we'd be like, "You're right. It's so spicy."
Oh, there it is.
Playing Jedi mind tricks on us. Absolutely. Like, you know. Okay, but it's not. I'm not getting it. So Matt had tongue for lunch today. Which makes sense because his wife, Lisa, is a phenomenal chef. Actually, Matt, why don't you do Lisa a solid and put her Instagram in the chat? Because you got to follow her Instagram. It's phenomenal. Unless you're dieting and then don't look.
Right now, Matt's like, I wasn't expecting this. I feel him rushing to get that link out.
Yeah. There. Dude, Matt, you got to have that link memorized, dude. It's your fucking wife. Lisa's amazing and she'll kick your ass. So you got to. You know,
here, let me get it for you.
All right,
actually, it's growing on me.
Yeah, it's not bad. So, like, I like peanut brittle. I like I just don't like dry textures. So, like, that doesn't. It's not bad on second. Now, these apple whatever apple
crisp. It's not crisps.
Oh my God! Hold on. The way this fucker lights up. I said this apple thing. He's like,
there's ice cream in the fridge.
I'll get the ice cream because I figure he's going to have a heart attack if we don't do ice cream. I got to get another spoon. All right. You keep carrying the episode. You've been doing great so far. And I'll start pouring
ice cream. Actually, I think I've been horrible.
While you're all doing that, you know what we forgot? The toast.
Oh, shit. Simon, what are you doing with this
episode? That's all right. I'm just taking over Simon's job.
You're hired. You're hired. So, Matt, can we replace Simon with Tim?
You get told with
Oh, no audio. He's doing a Ray. Oh, wait, that's I know we have a toast. We always have a toast. How is it we're more off the rails without alcohol than we were with? What the fuck is
going
on?
Well, the toast makes you drink, so that's probably why.
I mean, we're only just an hour past this portion, but that's all good, right? So
yeah, yeah. So Simon doesn't actually have furniture. He's sitting at my desk. So
wait,
which is why he looks so incredibly tiny.
The chair.
You just upgrade him from the great
ice cream. Muted should be a new word. I agree with you 100%, dude. Oh shit, here's Connor. Speaking of Rideaboom is going to be so phenomenal. I'm so excited. All right, so no, we got to do the toast, man. All right, I'm going to do it because I haven't done it for a while. To our sons, may they have rich fathers and beautiful mothers.
Namaste. Okay.
Namaste.
Right. I can comply with that. Oh man. Hey, Connor.
I'd be perfectly fine with rich mothers and beautiful fathers, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm equal opportunity. That's not bad. That is more my speed.
Yeah, needs a little whipped cream, but I'm not running to the base to the fridge.
What was that, Tim?
I said it needs a little whipped cream, but I'm not running to the fridge.
It's in the shape of a maple leaf.
Yeah. It's maple candy. Did you not?
Does anybody get the maple candy and put it, like, in their coffee?
Yeah, I figured this would be great in coffee. To
say that was take a little chunk and plop it in your coffee and get some of that flavor in your coffee. Unlike,
that's interesting.
Cousin Danny that douses it with salt.
Hey, I just mentioned it.
Actually, we should mention it because Andrew Morgan asked us to put it out. There's very few seats left.
Yes.
We have three passes that are not yet accounted for. So, Keith, if you want to go to Rideaboom in Dallas in February, I will give you a pass to go. So,
awesome.
Let me know, dude. And if anybody else wants a pass, email Simon. I don't know if we have enough. So,
all right, Simon.
Good job with the Rideaboom banner at the bottom.
Oh, shit. So I have two passes left because Mike is getting a pass. My bad. Yeah, I got you, Jason. I told you I'd get you. Oh, shit, Keith is in. All right, so I got one pass left, email Simon.
So
we should have made this a
Rideaboom, right? Any advice as a new vendor now sponsoring his first conference, Rideaboom, I'll be there, Compliance Risk, sponsoring our first conference. Any advice you could give me, like one or two little golden nuggets? Oh, look at that, golden nuggets.
Don't fuck up. No. I wish I could give you like really sage advice and be like, if you do these four things and avoid these four missteps, you will be on the road to success. Here's the problem with that. I don't do the vendor thing. I don't do this. You've seen me. I don't even tend my own fucking booth. Right. That's a thing. You know, I'm there for the conference. I go to the conventions to have conversations, meet amazing people. Have like learn about them and the sales for some reason come after that. It is what it is.
So I think you make a really good point, right? So yes, we're going as a vendor. Yes, we're there to help people understand our product. But one of our core values is the people, is the relationship, is the care, right? That is our core value, care. Care about the others like I would care about my mom, right? So you just hit something really good for me anyways is the relationships. I can talk product and compliance and risk and all that stuff all day long. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about the business. Let's build a relationship. That's why I've come on the Tech Bar and why this has been really great for me is because the relationships that I've been able to gain in the community.
Like serious talk, like the reason I like going to events, I've never seen anybody else do this. I'm not taking credit as being like a genius that figured this shit out. But if you accept that the MSPs that go are the experts for their clients, you also have to accept they probably have something they can teach you.
Yeah.
So when I go, I know the shit I know. I'm not interested in the shit I know. If they have a question, they'll ask me. I'll answer it. I don't give a fuck. I want to learn from them. Exactly. Tell me what your experiences are. Tell me what your expertise is, so maybe I can enrich my life. And if they become a partner, fantastic. If not, I know where I'm getting great pizza. So, we are having, and actually I should mention, Simon, how are we picking the names for the dinner we're having? Because we're pairing up with Lifecycle Insights, Finn, Fifth Wall, and OIT. And we didn't ask you, Tim, because it doesn't fit. We don't fit anymore. There's nobody else who fit. They give us a list. All right. So tell Andrew Morgan you want to be on our list, because I guarantee you it'll be the best night. So,
yes. Yeah, so anyway. We're also sponsoring one of the dinners as well. I'm not quite sure how that works, but yeah.
Yeah.
His title part of the, too. Part of the fun crew with Ray and Finn and the rest of them. So if you want to come join the cool crowd, you can come hang out with us.
I like it. We got a healthy competition going. I love that. I am so down for that. Tea tray ketchup chips. No. If you wanted to guarantee you were never crossing the Canadian border again, no. So, Sir and Connor. And Wes and Dustin. So I
think we should rate what we just ate, because we had everything, right?
Yeah, we had everything. We so how? Go ahead.
So I'm gonna go with the clam chowder number one for sure. The apple crisps, and then still the maple candy last.
Yeah, I'm gonna say apple crisp first. I'm going to say the apple crisp first, especially with the ice cream. You know, good job, Simon. And then the clam chowder second and the maple crisp third.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Tim, how do you personally rate them? Like,
I don't know. I went to talk and you guys booted me out, and all of a sudden everything just disappeared. So, hey, I'm back. Well, actually, here.
My laptop did the same thing. So my laptop here, it kicked me out too. I had to refresh.
Weird. So, all right, I'm back. So
technology,
worst to best. So the clam chowder wasn't amazing. It wasn't awful, but probably because it was cold.
That's fair.
Definitely not tequila, Connor. Maple candy is just maple candy, and it's always pretty good. But yes, apple crisp number one for me.
I'm just going to jump in really quickly and say the number one thing for me is these hats we're wearing tonight.
Oh, look at that, Matt.
So, okay. So I think we have to take the opportunity, Matt, since we have you on. I felt bad because I Simon knows he's signing up to get pushed on screen and off screen. I didn't actually ask Matt if I could do it. So I apologize. But
I just really on, quick, just quickly, tomorrow's payday. It's all good.
we pay you now? Fuck.
Apparently, all right. Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right.
Hey, that's
so new. There's a story behind this logo. Speaking of Christmas, why don't you guys tell us like where the nascency of this or the genesis of this logo?
Oh, Tim, I'll let you tell the story, but I just want to say, I think it happened on December 23rd, right? Yeah. Of like last year,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. Go ahead, please.
And for those that weren't here 35 minutes ago when I literally just explained this story, I'll repeat it again for Ray, because apparently the clam chowder is making him too drunk.
So I swear I thought I was going for ice cream.
And no!
This is water.
I need confirmation what's in that.
This is water. Yeah. Oh, I have those. So Tim, back to real quick before you get into the story. You asked me for tips. I buy those little 10 packs of the tiny Altoids, and I take them with me to show that. And I take the little hand sanitizers, mm-hmm. and I give them out the little tiny tins, and I give them out because we're all having dinner, we're all having lunches together, we're all drinking together, and we're all having conversations. So yeah, people appreciate it.
And you know what? Anyway. You'll wow them with the strawberry flavored ones. People love the strawberry ones; they're hard to find.
Oh, there you go. Good idea. Good idea. Right, so yeah, logo rebrand. Yeah, logo rebrand. Hey, Matt, Slack. Hey, I want to rebrand. I want to do this within the next 7 days. What are you doing? Can you help me with a logo? Oh, I'm just watching Die Hard. But here you go.
I think that
perfect.
We started around the time Reginald Vell Johnson makes his first appearance in the first film, and finished around the time that the snowmobiles were going into that big fight scene in the second movie. I've never charged Tim, but if I can figure out how many minutes it was from one part of the movie to the next, maybe throw in a little padding for commercials, I could probably invoice him on that one pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I apologize if anybody keeps getting kicked out or they see us having problems. Restream keeps kicking out like my screen, and I see Simon having the same problem.
Yeah, so it's kicking me out.
Let us know in the chat if like you guys are seeing it. So Matt, since you weren't on for that part of the conversation, Die Hard, Christmas movie, yes or no?
I think it's just a universal film that applies to all situations, scenarios, and emotional states of being.
That is the most politically correct bullshittest answer.
That is
ever
that is culture. A Matt answer if I it's ever heard.
And I'm just going to say, but to be honest, anything with Reginald Vell Johnson, anything with Carl Winslow, TV Dad yeah. Supreme, is something I'll watch any time of the year. And you know
hold
what?
On,
it is a
hold
gift.
Hold on, hold on. We got to do this.
I don't know who he is.
He has all no right. idea. No idea who Carl Winslow is. Come on.
He doesn't
come
know on. If somebody did that or not. He doesn't know about Laura. He doesn't know a damn thing. All right. It's
Stefan Urkel.
Know who Luke Skywalker is.
Yeah.
All right. He knows that. You better know that.
All right, Simon, what do we got coming up next, dude? Because I know we're going a little late, and I want to make sure we like cover some stuff, not just the more you know.
Yeah. So, Tim, this is a section where we like to call Explain That Gram. So why don't you explain what's going on here, who this is.
Dude, that's like 1995. I don't even remember when the time it was. But, you know, the thing that makes this the picture is the beads on the chair. Right, you yeah. probably didn't even yeah. notice that because you're looking at the dead shirt with the Zeppelin and the models and the Legos and the beer in my hand, but it's really the beads on the chair. And there's a story behind that, because that chair was my grandfather's chair, and that was he always had the beads on there to protect the chair. And so after he passed, I got the chair for my first apartment, and this was my first apartment.
And those beads are like a great like massager too. Like when you lean yeah. against them and they roll, yeah. they're fantastic, dude.
Back scratcher.
Oh my god, yeah. That is
but
awesome.
Yes, so I don't know if you can notice up on the whatever side of the screen, the little like blue picturey thing. That's actually a cross stitch that I made. So I used to do cross stitch.
I've done that.
But yeah, that's a dragon that I made out of cross stitch. So yes, I can sew.
Nice.
Okay.
See, I knew I liked you. I've done cross stitch and knitting and hood latch hook and some other shit. I knew I. We're here, bro. We're here.
Yeah. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
So Tim not only had that, but he was also riding on some cool rides.
So this is prom night.
You didn't
yeah, buddy.
You didn't match your suit to your car? Come on, dude.
Well, no, but. This is prom night. That is my 1972 Plymouth Valiant with a slant 298 slant 6. You could not kill that engine. Like, trust me, I tried, right? That is my Valiant, not to be confused with Valiant, right, Matt? That is my Plymouth Valiant. That was my very first car. I loved that car. We used to race it up and down. Like, so from 60 to like 120 was like instantly. But it would take you like a week to get from 0 to 60. So, funny story about that car. There's this long straightaway in town. We used to race up and down it, but like 3/4 of the way through it were the railroad tracks. Of course, these cars were famous for the leaf springs. You know what leaf springs are? Like the things that give you shock. They would rot. So, yeah, sure enough, I'm flying down there racing with my buddies. I hit the railroad tracks and I land. I shoot the leaf springs up through the frame, through the trunk. Cars dragging down the street. And I did win the race, though.
Hey, if you won, that's all that matters.
It all matters. I love that car.
So that how that happen awesome. And lose, that would have, that's...
Yeah, till it caught fire, I love that car.
Okay, and then the last picture that we have.
Well, so many things in my life. That, like, until it caught fire, I love that thing. Like,
and that was a cue for Simon. All right, let's go with the next picture.
I like how Tim's like, and by the way, mic drop.
Okay, and then for the last picture, we were talking about Match.com, right? How he started Match.com.
Wait, oh, is Jeff still here? Is wait. Jeff, Jen, Jen. Is Jen, Jen still here?
Jen. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, okay. Let's be careful, though.
It's all good.
So no, I'm just talking with Simon. Go ahead, dude.
So his profile picture.
No, shut up. You got it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, leave some for the rest of us, man. Come on, bro. The cargo shorts, the turned back with the back slightly arched, the finger on the lip. Oh, my God. That is the sexiness right there. Wow. For all you single people in the chat, I'm sorry for what this must be doing to you. For all you married people in the chat, I'm sorry for the difficult conversations you're going to have with your others.
What's the matter with this?
Wow. I can't stop looking. Is it like the Mona Lisa? Does he follow you?
Ray, can I just say my only
later, fans Dallas. Is free. Go ahead, Tim. What?
My only fans is free.
I bet your OnlyFans is compliant as fuck.
Oh, wait, get a drink.
Yeah.
But I need to update my
something.
I need to
you know, every time I hear compliance, I think of the movie Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, interesting. Why is
compliance?
That?
It's the cargo shorts over the edge.
It's the cargo shorts.
So, all right. So Simon is in the world of dating, right? He's closer to dating than the rest of us are. Simon, is that a suit you'd ever rock, right? Like the light blue polo, the sky blue polo with the cargo pants, khakis. Are those pants or shorts? I gotta ask.
They're shorts, of course.
Oh, they're shorts even better.
I'm always wearing shorts unless it's snow.
I think that might be why I'm not getting girls right now. I think I gotta go do that fit and do that pose.
You do, and you gotta pack on another 40 pounds so your big daddy belly hangs there.
You need it all in the right places,
Simon. I'm just saying, I think Simon should recreate this photo. If we can get it right a boom, like the group of us all doing this exact photo, that would be phenomenal. I'm just saying.
So this is one of the most photographic places in downtown Portsmouth. That's the background of downtown Portsmouth. Normally, you would see the tugboats there as well. So there's a lot of people that go to this spot to either Instagram or have portraits done because of the backdrop and the ball. Yeah, it's that there's a whole story behind this. I used to run a photography group and we would do group shoots. And this was one of the like getting the lighting set up for the group shoot. So I was pretending to be the model for the group shoot.
Before we actually pretending, dude, you own that shit. I'm just saying, like, you know, what was that? America's Next Top Model?
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
So I do have some extra pictures, and now I gotta show all the poses.
All right.
So not only do you have this one,
need them all.
But look at those eyes.
It's like right into my soul. Look, anywhere you look, he's like looking right into you. Like,
yep.
That is amazing.
Match.com, baby.
So maybe this is a photography thing because Steven also is heavy into photography and he says he was doing the same poses. We didn't do test shots.
Of course.
Wow.
That's how it works.
That is.
Can I do some test shots? Get the lighting, make sure you're right before you actually bring in the person that's going to be on the spot.
That is phenomenal. I, you know, Simon, do we have any more pictures? Simon has no idea what's going on right now. All right.
We're so far off the rails. Let's see. It is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you would figure.
He's
okay,
gone. He's gone.
For the record. Okay. So yeah. Gator snacks. So you understand, like, we have Tech Bar started with three of us. Now, then we've expanded. There's four of us plus the people that work extra in the. We have more people producing Tech Bar today than ever before, and we are still just as like ratchet as we've ever been.
Like, I actually think
this is amazing.
Ray, are you using Chrome, Ray?
I am using Chrome, yes, sir.
I bet you it's Chrome.
I mean, it could be. It absolutely could be.
I bet you it's Chrome kicking us out.
Yeah, I've seen your shots, Matt, Steven. Absolutely. So for the record, that gator was not the gator that that Alex Parmenter was giving away. IT Nation. It was a seven-figure IT Nation Connect. It was one of those. What you would call it. So what's the story behind that head in the gator mouth thing?
Oh, so yeah, it is Florida, right? So my parents live near, I forget the name of the thing, whatever. It's some hot springs or whatever springs down in near Orlando. And there's the park, I forget the name of it. But yeah, it was one of those theme parks where you can go in glass bottom boat and the whole nine yards. And so, yeah, just monkeying around as usual, like, because you said that's just who I am, just monkeying around.
You're a man of you're man of the world. I like it.
Yep, right.
That's awesome.
At least I wasn't sitting, right? Because it says please do not sit. So, right? I was compliant. Oh,
wait. You're compliant.
Ah. Compliance.
Okay, Stephen knows that Simon's setting up Florida, not Florida, and he's cheating. He's saying it's always Florida. That is not fair, sir. No matter how accurate that is.
This was Florida, though. And can you see? All right, Ray. I'm surprised you, and even more surprised that Super Cousin Danny didn't pick it out of the picture. I'll give you 30 seconds to tell me what's in this picture that has not been mentioned yet.
The thing sticking out of your butt?
It's not a satchel.
Oh, a fanny pack.
Yeah. No, I saw. Okay, so to be fair, I had to take it full screen because our chat was covering the screen.
Yeah.
But as soon as I took it off, it's sticking out like a sore thumb. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, but he rocks
a merch.
Cool people.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it is easier to take your stuff in there, but whatever. It's fine.
It's a merce.
It's, you know, it's how classy people handle it. Exactly. Absolutely. All right, Simon, we're going to do some Florida, not Florida before we close this out. Yep. All right. Let's see what we got here. All right. So, Danny, why don't you read this off to us, man?
Man allegedly robbed Starbucks after store refused to issue his wife a $1.25 refund.
So, to be fair, that is chivalrous as fuck. So, you have to defend your wife. You have to stand up for her. I don't know if robbery is the right way to do about it, but I'm going to give him a pass and say the dude was just being, you know, chivalrous.
I think we need context here. $1.25.
We never get the context.
But what specifically can you get refunded for $1.25?
Well, if you got like some ridiculous drink that was like $5, or let's be honest, Starbucks, $12, and then they overcharged you by $1.25, they should have refunded you the $1.25, right?
Right.
All right.
I'm going to put my math in this one. This is not Florida, because I could assume that whatever it is, it's a dollar upcharge, and then plus whatever the tax is 25 cents. So I'm going to say not Florida.
I'm going to say Florida. We love our Starbucks. We're cheap as shit. That's Florida.
Okay.
And Simon, you never do these. Or Matt, there you go. What do you say, bro? You did a Ray.
This is a live show, buddy. You need to be better. Be better, Matt.
You know what, Danny? I'm going to get you in the next staff meeting. Be prepared.
No,
you're right. It's later in the evening. I tend to keep myself muted. As a New Yorker, I'm going to say this is Florida without question. That's it. It's Florida.
All right.
Even if it's not Florida, it's Florida.
Florida.
It cannot be Florida because there are no Starbucks in Florida.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there are. There are tons of Starbucks.
That's just mean. Nobody likes my math tax idea stuff. All right, no, fine, whatever.
It doesn't make sense. All right, Simon, what is this?
Oh, please not be Florida.
Northern Florida.
Northern Florida.
It's like northeastern Florida.
Sorry about that. I said all not right. Florida. Didn't matter how I got there. It just said not Florida.
Yeah, I know. I was completely wrong on how I got there.
That's an amazing haircut that guy has there, too. Florida, not Florida, teen hit mother with frying pan after she told him to clean his room.
Oh, that's not Hialeah.
No, this is not Hialeah because there's not a Latin kid, a Latin son on the planet.
Chincletas. Maybe Chincletas. Hey, you get hit with a slipper.
That shit could have been like, what's
it called? I misunderstood. I thought it was the other way around.
That could have been a cast iron and he completely knocked her out and he still would have been in danger. No, dude, that's not Florida for sure.
No, that's not Florida.
I feel like that's Simon's home.
So I think it is Florida, because we're only thinking of Hispanics, right? This man might be
so,
Hispanic.
Hold on. I have some questions here. Because Steven started by saying Southern Canada and then followed with Mississippi. And I'm trying to figure out, do you think Southern Mississippi or Mississippi is Southern Canada? All right. Tim, let's take advantage that you're on the screen and not frozen for a second. I know you're giving Jonathan Crow a run for his money as freeze tag champion. What do you think, dude?
Just kidding. I'm still here.
That was good.
That was good. Pretty good.
I think this is Florida.
Yeah, I think it's Florida.
You think it's Florida?
Yeah, because we're thinking Hispanics. There's more than Hispanics here.
I don't know. I don't know any Haitian kids that would do that shit either. I don't know. All right, Matt. What do you say, dude?
I think that as an employee of MMN, I'm going to withdraw myself from this question.
What?
Oh, because you were involved in the creation of these graphics.
Sure, why not?
He's like, I'm playing. Are you running for office at some point? Like, I think George Santos has proven you can say whatever the fuck you want, you will get an office. Oh, that's a tech bar rule violation. Never mind. Moving on.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm not arguing for the validity of George Santos and his politics. I don't care. I don't do politics. However, Tim, back me up here. George Santos being caught with all the lies and all this, he is a human fishing test that the opposition, right, didn't catch him.
Yep.
Congress didn't catch him. The voters didn't catch him. He is a human fishing test, and we all lost. So,
well, just really quickly, without getting political, he's also a resident of Long Island, where I'm from, and that is enough for me.
It. Oh, yeah. Like, enough said.
No. Yeah. So this is your fault, Matt. Okay.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's all your fault. Hey,
wait, my name's not even Matt. Did you know that? It's whatever that guy's name is.
It's Bartholomew. No. Yeah. All right. So, Simon, is this Florida or not Florida? What is this, man? Oh, killing me. Killing me. Yeah. Why is there only one? Oh, Brevard County. Okay. It was cut off.
What'd you say?
I only saw one parentheses.
No. Say the county again.
Brevard.
Oh, I thought you said Brevard. I thought you said it?
I said
Brevard. Well, I didn't think it was you. That's another thing.
Simon said Brevard. Okay. There's remedial school for you, sir.
I can't wait to move to Brevard.
Matt was captain of the volleyball team. there you go. All right. What do we got? Mother arrested after anonymously cyberbullying her daughter.
Now, this could be a Hispanic.
This might be my family. My mom has multiple Facebook accounts. This could absolutely be my family.
Yeah, I want to say Florida.
Yeah, I'm going with Florida. Matt, are you going to give a real answer? Or are you going to do the whatchamacallit?
To me, this is Arizona.
Huh? Okay.
You can do that, but I'm joined by my phone. So
I'm kidding, Tim. I'm messing with you.
You know you're going to see him at Ride a Boom, dude. Oh no, you're not going to see him. Sorry, no. My bad. Does Tech Bar have an IT team? Would it matter, Dave? I mean, it seems like the more people we add, the worse it gets. So,
yeah, Dave, it's the one that's chatting all the time. Steven, that guy.
All right, Simon, what is this? Is it Florida, not Florida? Michigan.
Damn. I almost went 3 for 3.
I am 0 for 0. Like, this is ridiculous.
I said not Florida, so I'm 3 for 3.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. You're the better of us. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. We know that, dude. We saw the pictures. All right. We saw the sexy poses. We know.
You are the Florida man putting your head inside an alley.
Yeah. There's some shit when our IT team is drinking and we're not. We received your request. It's ticket number 69420.
Hey, how did you know my ICQ number, Dave?
Nice.
and I love like the double entendre of the guy from Colorado doing the 69-420. That's fucking star 69-420. So you can return the call anonymously.
Exactly.
All right. Man throw? Christmas tree? Were man you drinking Christmas when you wrote this? Man throw a Christmas tree at wife after being asked to help with dinner. I don't know why that went Klingon at the end. I have no fucking idea.
That's definitely going to be Florida.
Tim, let's make it 4-for-4, dude. What do you say?
I say Florida because, you know, they can't spell or write.
Yeah, I mean, I'd argue with you, except Simon's right here. I mean, I don't – I. Matt?
I'm going to just go with logic and agree with Tim because he's had a good streak. Florida.
4-for-4?
Daniel, super cousin?
Was the tree plastic or real?
We don't have these pieces of information, sir.
How much garland was in use?
I'm going to say not Florida.
Oh.
I'm just going to abstain. The smart person in me would say go with Tim. I'm going to play the opposite. I'm going to put it all in red. I'm going to say, you said Florida, not Florida, Tim.
I said Florida.
I'm going not Florida.
And the verdict is Restream died.
Orlando.
4-for-4.
Why?
Can you confirm if it was a plastic tree fence?
I just started getting like graphics with my properly sized head, and then like, you know, somehow my Florida, not Florida, you know. All right. So
all right. Not all right.
Florida. Hold on. So man allegedly beat roommate's raccoon with a hammer, threatened to kill neighbor with sewing needle.
That's New York.
Why did the raccoon get a worse instrument than the – anyway. So while we're on raccoons and raccoonie, because I just saw, again, everything Everywhere All at Once. Elle was the one that recommended it to me. Fucking phenomenal film. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Do
you hear that,
it's
Brady?
A mother-daughter fighting the IRS with dildos movie of the year.
I haven't seen it.
I'm giving you a synopsis. Do you go to freaking Rotten Tomatoes and be like, stop? Like, what is that, bro?
No, I just don't go to Rotten Tomatoes. I just go.
You are a Rotten Tomato. All right. So, best movie in the world, agreed 100%. And Michelle loved it too. All right. So, and there's a scene in there with Raccoonie. Anyway, whatchamacallit? All right. Tim, take us 5-for-5, dude. Fucking show us all pieces of shit in this game.
I have a very good rule when it comes to this. Any headline that involves an animal of some sort is always Florida.
He's probably right too. That's the shit of it. All right, Mr. Fox, your name is Fox. This is about a raccoon.
Oh, so you think this is a family thing?
Yes. I mean, you're basically Dr. Doolittle here. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. To me, that honestly sounds like something that would happen not too far from where I live. So we're going to say New York.
Yeah, so it's water.
I have to check just to make sure.
So that's brave of you. After all the shit I've been eating, like to smell.
Yeah,
I've
it did not smell great.
That was fucking brave of you. I don't even want to smell it, dude.
That did not smell great at all.
L, same. We were like, especially the scene with the rocks. Yeah, it'll make sense when you watch it. Fucking amazing. All right.
5-for-5.
Matt, I didn't hear what you said. You said
Florida, not Florida. This sounds like New York. This sounds like where I live. This sounds like my neighborhood.
Oh, we have Matt and Tim at odds. They're at odds. They are perfectly juxtaposed. Danny, what do you say?
I say not Florida because damn it, it better be not Florida.
And I'm going to say the only way I could possibly win, I'm going to abstain from this question.
You can't abstain. Come on now. Oh, wait, I got to go back to rule number one. The bartender's always right.
There you go. Bartender's always right. All right. Simon, what is it, dude?
Dude. 5.
Yeah, I win. Why does he look beat up? Is he beat up or is he high?
Because he threatened to kill someone with a sewing needle. What's going to happen to someone after they do that?
I was going to sew up your ass and then I got high. You don't know how his needle point is. You don't know if that motherfucker is precise as shit. Like, John Wick killed 3 people with a pencil, bro. Like, that, and that was my night, by the way. It was Everything Everywhere All at Once, then John Wick.
No, I wouldn't want to run into that guy at Fabric Bonanza. Things would just get crazy.
Right. Dude, that dude's like, bam, 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 double stitch, bam, bam. Cross stitch. Now, if somebody came after you with like crochet needles or like a latch hook, okay, that's a little more dangerous, but like a little, I don't know.
Sewing needle?
I don't know. All right. All right. So we have.
Does Tim win anything?
Thoughts and events. What was that, Matt?
Does Tim win anything? Like, he got 5 out of 5. I tell you what, Tim. This is what you're gonna get. You're gonna get this
sense
little
of pride. No.
You're getting this little Crisco keyboard if I don't burn it tonight when I finish it. It's yours. Done.
Well, because so what is the boiling point or the smoke point of Crisco? Because you said you don't burn it. So,
well, it's like... not made of Crisco. It's made of silicon, but it's just known as a Crisco board.
Interesting.
Why is it known as a Crisco board? The color?
I guess so. It kind of looks like a stick of butter. So I guess they were going with that. I mean, it's really vegetable shortening, but close enough. And I mean, honestly, what kind of name are you going to come up with a keyboard that looks like this? Makes no sense.
That looks like a stick of butter. It absolutely is like.
I can't believe it's not butter.
If I was going to name that, I'd be like, I can't believe it's not butter keyboard. Like, I
can't believe it's not a butter keyboard.
Then there's no reason we can't. We'll fabricate our own one day and we'll make something special. But sorry, back to the show.
Actually, should we tease that a little bit? That thing that's coming up in May where we may be doing the thing with the thing or are we going to keep it quiet?
You know what? No, I don't want to keep it quiet. But if you're okay with it, we can talk about some of the things that may happen because I've been talking with a number of different companies. I don't know how far you want me to go into it. But it could go from something that's prefabricated to something that's completely fabricated for us. And I think that's all I really want to say right now.
You have that. That works. I will take that tease. So coming May 21st through 23rd. Thank you, Simon. Right on the money. Orlando, Florida, MSP GeekCon, the very first conference from MSP Geek celebrating their 10-year anniversary. We're working to make it the most badass event for technologists ever. It's awesome.
It's going to be fun. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
By MSPs, for MSPs, sponsored by me.
Yeah.
And OIT and 4,000 other people.
Actually, no, we're going very tight. We're going very, very, very tight on the number of sponsors because this is a vendor focus. We're not giving away lists of contact information. We're not like, this is like the anti-event. This is the really get down and learn. This was if you went to a Microsoft Azure training, but you had a good time doing it because it was actually entertaining and it taught you all this other stuff and you were with your friends. That's what this is. So that's awesome. So yeah, so mspgeekcon.com, go check it out. Tim, any parting words, any parting thoughts you want to tell our audience? Go see you at Ride a Boom. Go see you next week on the 3rd, on 25th.
Yeah, thank you for that. So yeah, next week, partner first here with Ray and team. Ride a Boom coming up in February. MSP GeekCon. I'm not going to put out there that we're launching Polygon tomorrow because we are, but that's okay. So, words of wisdom, I would say don't eat yellow snow unless it's from Super Cousin Danny, and then make sure it's came from the frog and you'll be good to go.
Well, his yellow snow actually is in a dresser, but that's another conversation for another night. And polygons are absolutely my favorite geometric shape. So, you know, whatever. Simon, what do we got coming up, dude?
Okay, so we have the MSP Dispatch Week wrap-up tomorrow presented by the MSP Media Network. That's hosted by Ray and Tony. So make sure you catch up with the news tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then next week, we're going to be with Tim again on Wednesday at 1 p.m. We're going to be doing the partner first, how to implement a cybersecurity policy process. So make sure you tune in on that. And then on February 2nd, we have our next episode of the Tech Bar. We're bringing back Tom Lawrence of Lawrence Systems. And hopefully there's no spicy stuff because I would literally die and I don't want to die.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us to this Tech Bar. It has been a blast. I'll be honest, I was tentative going in, not because I don't know how to have a good time without liquor. That's not the problem. I was just because we have 2 years of this show, right? Like so entrenched in a certain thing. Like when you change the recipe a little bit, you're curious how the cake's going to come out. And I got to say, this cake was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like adding a little bit of salt into your coffee.
No, it's not. And with that,
something, you're good to go.
There you go. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. We'll see you when we do the next one.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.